Today's guest is Jen Sterling. Jen is a Southern California native who grew up working in the famed Hollywood entertainment industry. She has multiple New York Times and USA Today best-selling books that have been translated into several languages and have sold over 1 million copies worldwide. Jen loves to hear from her readers, and Jen and I connected over on TikTok. You need to check out her content as soon as you hear this episode. It is so good. Let's get started. Today's episode is brought to you by Your Podcast Production. Have you been wanting to launch your own podcast but not sure where to begin? Is time the only thing holding you back? Maybe you're already recording but need somebody to guide you through the production process. Do you have a message that needs to be heard? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I have just the program for you. Your Podcast Production designs, coaches, produces, and aligns you and your brand to have a successful, enjoyable, and profitable podcast. After launching my own show, I had so many women reach out to me and ask me how I did it. So what did I do? I created something I wish existed. There are many ways to create and launch a podcast, and you want to make sure you do it right from the very beginning. I believe that keeping it simple, organized, and original is the most effective and efficient way to go. Are you ready to start the process? Are you ready to learn more? Visit yourpodcastproduction.com today. Welcome to Kellyanne Cares, a one-of-a-kind show created to motivate, stimulate, educate, and inspire you, personally and professionally. Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm an entrepreneur, patient advocate, content creator, and author. You may know me from the Everything is Messy book, brand, and podcast. But what you may not know is how hard I had to work to get me to where I am today. Mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And in this season, I'm more driven and extremely passionate about my purpose to help you save the time, money, and energy it takes to be happier and get healthier with your mind, body, business, and life. Tune in every week to hear raw, unfiltered conversations from myself and my incredible guests as we discuss trending topics, share stories of resilience, and chat about all things health, wealth, healing, and wellness. Whether you're here to listen, learn, or laugh, I promise to bring awareness and add more value to your day. Take this time to relax and recharge. Listen, life is short. Invest in yourself. Be loud. Be different. Be you. And most importantly, enjoy the ride. Buckle up, because today's podcast experience starts now. One more thing. Sharing is caring. I would love your thoughts on today's episode. Head on over to Apple Podcasts to rate, review, and subscribe. I would truly appreciate it. Want to continue the conversation? Let's connect online. You can find me at KellyanneGorman.com, and all my social links are in the show notes. Now let's get into today's show. Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of the Everything is Messy podcast. I'm here with my new friend, Jen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Jen and I were just living our best life trying to figure out Zoom, so we all know how that goes. So here we are.
Yeah, I'm super good at technology, apparently.
I'm really on it. So I know you guys heard the intro about Jen and who she is and what she does earlier, but I also want to share that I slid into Jen's DMs, and that was on TikTok, and she's just legit real person. I love connecting with other creators, other writers, and I was following her, and I'm like, this woman needs to come on my show. So that's why you are here, and we finally made it happen.
You did slide into my DMs, and I was like, oh, I'm going to take her up on this offer. And I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me. I'm actually really excited to be here with you. You have such an interesting story and journey, and like, I'm psyched.
I know it is a crazy one, but I want to talk about yours today, because before we hit record, we were talking about like LA life and blogging, and I snuck up on her blog when I was doing my research before she came on.
Which is
hashtag blog life.
Only a little embarrassing, because that is some old content.
Yeah, but that's how you got to where you are now. So tell us, I have so many questions for you, and I have them written down. Otherwise, I don't remember shit. So I want to know how you started writing, because I read snippets. I read everything on your blog, but I want you to tell the audience, like, how you started.
Well, so I never knew, unlike most authors, I never knew that I wanted to write, right? I never knew that I wanted to write a book. That was never something that was kind of like in my head. I knew that I always enjoyed writing in terms of, like you said, blogging. I loved blogging. I loved just talking about little snippets and stuff. And at the time, all of my other blogger friends were getting like book deals. And I remember thinking like, gosh, I have no interest in that. like, I'm the only one blogging just for the sake of having fun.
Yeah.
I did have one story that was in my head and had been in my head for probably 20 years. I knew one day I would want to write a book based around this story. But it was never anything like pressing.
Mm-hmm.
As they always say, like, timing is divine. And out of nowhere, this story started really, really pushing at me and being relentless in my head. And I ended up getting fired from my job, like, at the same time that this story was just kind of brewing and brewing. And I was like, well, I literally just got fired for the first time in my life. The only thing I want to do is go write this book. I mean, not the only thing, right?
Yeah.
But I'd never own a laptop. So I went out the day after I got fired, I bought a laptop and I started writing this book. I had no idea how to write a book. I had no knowledge on how to do this. I just knew that I wanted to. And that's how I started writing.
And thank you for coming on the show. End scene.
And bye.
Okay, so quick question. So are all of your books self-published? Yes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They are. Yep.
My one little baby is self-published. Why did you choose why did you choose that route rather than pitching houses? Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I finished that first book that I wrote terribly and had a friend edit it who was really good with Word, which hi everyone, that doesn't work.
Like, I hired a team of 11 people.
I just didn't know what I was doing. And at the time there was so little kind of like, public knowledge about self-publishing. Yeah. Like there wasn't a lot of, I did do research, but I researched, traditional publishing houses.
Mm-hmm.
I queried, I went the total traditional route because I thought that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
And also again, at the time, self-publishing meant you were a failure. Right? Like, oh, if you're self-publishing, whatever it is that you're trying to write isn't good enough for a publishing house.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go this route because you suck.
Yeah.
So I just remember being like so defeated every time I would get a, you know, like, no, we're not interested. And I thought, okay, if I get one more rejection, I'm just going to consider myself a failure and self-publish. It's really how I felt. And I got that rejection and I self-published and it literally was the best thing I've ever done. I absolutely, absolutely love the control that I have self-publishing. And I think for so many people, if you are in a business by yourself or you're any kind of entrepreneurial spirit,
mm-hmm.
you do have a level of control issues in you. You want to be absolutely in charge of things. So I really appreciate that. I appreciate that nobody tells me what to do. Nobody tells me what to write about. Nobody tells me I can or can't write about something. Nobody tells me what my covers have to look like. I appreciate having complete control over everything that I do.
Mm-hmm. And I think I posted this last week on my TikTok, is that I was explaining the hustle, and it was a video of me going into a local bookstore in Del Mar, the hustle of a self-publisher. Like, now there's so much fucking information about self-publishing on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
But before, it's like, you were probably faxing, sending letters, snail mail, and, like, you're lucky if you got a fucking email address, calling an 800 number. Like, that's the shit I had to do when I wanted to work overseas and get things accomplished. But now it's everywhere. But I think what people don't understand, and I self-published because I had a book and, like, I had to get it out now, and I wanted 100% complete creative control, exactly like you said. And you have so many series and so many books. So the creative level, mine's personal development with vegan recipes inside. Yours are novels and series, and there's so much more that people can nitpick and say, nope, the marketing can't have that image. Like, you can't have this word. Exactly. This is against the law in this country. They're not going to rewrite it and all of that. So.
Yep. Exactly.
I think something that people don't talk about in the self-publishing world is how much work is involved. Like, yes, you had your editor in the beginning, but now you have to have multiple people. But also, if you want to get it inside small stores, like, you need to walk your ass in there and pitch them. And it's a very humbling experience because I did it in the middle of the pandemic and they thought I was just, like, writing something on paper. And I'm like, no, it's, like, available globally. Like, can you look in your system? And they're like, no. But there's so much involved.
I was literally just talking with a girlfriend before you and I started this, and she's a self-published author. It's Monica Robinson. She goes by M. Robinson. And we were talking. She was floored that I don't have an assistant. Mm. I have never in this business since I published in 2011, I have never taken on an assistant. I've never had any help. And I know that that is to my detriment.
Yeah.
I know that I really should be asking for more help. So I'm going to work on that this year. But she
it's
really
hard.
Said to me, she said, you know, the more people I had help me, she's like, the more money I ended up making.
Yeah.
Because it freed me to write. And that's what people don't understand. If you're a self-published author, your day is not just filled with writing. Like, you're doing every single aspect of an entire business.
And a team at a publishing house.
Yes. I mean, you're doing everything by yourself. So, I mean, there's so much more than just writing. I feel like that's only a part of what I do. And it's the most important part.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that because you have so many books. I always say to people, like, okay, I know I need an assistant, but right now in my mind, and this is such a bad mentality, it's going to take me more time to explain to you what I need done and how I want it done, where if I just go fucking do it myself. It's awful.
I understand that, though. But I understand that. For me, it was always like, I never felt like I was at a point that I really couldn't handle it all, that I needed help.
Yeah.
And now I realize it's not about being at a point that I can't handle it all. It's more about there are things I don't want to be doing. So
yeah.
It would really help me if somebody else handled this or this or this, because I only really want to focus on these few things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. When it came to my cover.
Hard to part with that money.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. When
it's
I was
hard to part with that money.
Yeah. And you want to keep it in your own pocket. And then when I was designing my cover, I literally would hand draw everything I wanted. And I hired like 6 different people and nobody could understand what I wanted. I was sending videos. I'm like, okay, do you see this picture? The levels are here. It's getting poured over. It's like a glass Pyrex. Like nothing was coming back. And then finally I was like, fuck it.
Gosh.
I write everything in a Sharpie marker. And so that's why all my branding looks like a Sharpie, because I'm known for writing in Sharpies. And I'm like,
that's cool,
permanent marker logo it is.
Yep, that's it. You take what works.
Yeah.
You make it yours.
So I want to talk to you about your rhythm of writing and your routine. So for the listeners, some of the series that you have, I'm just going to run off some of the titles that I have here. Fun for the Holidays, The Boys of Baseball, The Fisher Brothers series, The Perfect Game series, The Celebrity series, The Playboy serial, and then you have standalone novels. Do you write one book and divide it into four? Are you like writing and then you're like, oh my god, there's so much more, or readers want more? Like, how is your process in the writing right through that?
So like the Playboy serial is the only book that I wrote. It's one story broken into like 3 quote-unquote episodes.
Okay.
I released them at the time. This was so long ago. It was like 2014 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That I released those, and I just wrote 3 things. They ended on cliffhangers and I released them once a week.
Mm.
Right, so that was just me trying that, and it was like really before its time.
Yeah.
So that was the only book that I've ever done anything like that. The other ones, like the Fisher Brothers series, the Celebrity series, the Boys of Baseball, I always knew that those were going into it like, hey, the Fisher brothers, we're going to follow these 3 brothers. Each brother's going to get his own book.
Mm-hmm.
So that was always the plan. The Boys of Baseball, I knew we were going to follow 3 boys on a baseball team. That was always the plan. The Perfect Game, which is hands down my best-selling series, my best-selling book, the book that put me on the map, so to speak. I had only intended to write one book. I had only intended to write The Perfect Game because it did so well and there was such demand for it. I was like, okay, maybe I can write a second book for this couple. And so I did. And what was great was I had taken so much of the feedback from the readers, what they felt was lacking, what upset them, what they loved. And I carried on with the story and I tried to answer everything that they wanted to know from the first book, right? So
I
took that second book and continued in their timeline. And then I was like, well, of course I have a third book for them, because now I really want them to be like married and grown up and happily ever after. So we follow that couple kind of throughout their life.
Yeah.
So That wasn't planned, and but everything else is at this point in my career, I know what I'm doing.
Now, do you, was I just going to ask you? Oh my God, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, are any of these audiobooks?
Everything is in audio.
Okay.
Everything's in audio except for the Fun for the Holidays series, which that's what I just wrote. They're releasing this year. They're just novellas. They're really short stories with holiday-based themes. So they're releasing.
And I love those. Yeah.
They're so fun. They're so cute. I'm so excited about them. I did not do audio for them because it's so expensive to do kind of, I handle my own audio narration, like not me, but I, you know, hire the people, get the production and do it all. And I just didn't want to do the expense for these because they're so short.
Yeah.
So I am not doing that. If an audio book comes along and wants to buy the rights from me, I will allow that.
Yeah. I'm doing mine now. And so many people asked me, if you just have an audiobook, I'm like, I have a 5-year-old podcast. Like the last thing, so lucky for me, I don't have that overhead. I don't have that expense because I'm already recording and producing all day. Right. So my expense is my time and energy, obviously, and the money that it will take to do the rest, but I'm doing it now. And I'm still
absolutely do it.
No, yeah,
absolutely. That's such another like channel of revenue that you don't think about.
Yeah.
Like I forget about my audiobooks and then I get a check.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, these are fun. Like I don't even think about them.
I have my pre-sale happening now for it because it's going live March 1st. So I'm excited. But I also love that you're just so creative. Like a lot of authors, like, yeah, we can write all day, right? But the whole series and the whole, like, colorful, and I forget, I don't want to quote you wrong, but you said, like, you really want people to, like, feel in love with these books and, like, put a smile on their face. Yeah. And, like, you have a meaning behind every one, like, you're so passionate about it, but I don't see many people being as creative, especially with the last series, like all the seasons. Like I love that, and you don't really see a lot of that. So
I've never seen anything like that with the Fun for the Holidays. I have literally had this series planned for 7 years, and I mean just the idea, not even remotely like what I was gonna write, but just the idea. I had always wanted to do this, and I never felt like I had the time because I very much was like writing and releasing.
Yeah,
writing, and the second I finish a book, well, I'm going to release it 2 weeks later, right? I just never was able to, quote unquote, get ahead.
Yeah.
So I really took the time last year. I took 8 months and I wrote 7 books, those books in 8 months. And I'm going to write 5 more this, like, I'm going to write 5 more this year so that next year those 5 will release. And then we'll have a full year of like holiday-based theme books. They are, it has brought the joy back to me. They are so fun. They're so sexy. They're just flirty. They're lighthearted. They're like, you know, they'll take 2 to 4 hours to read. It's just, they're just a joy. Like they're just a joyful, fun story. And I mean, everything has a happily ever after, and they're also complete. I feel like when people write shorter books or like novellas, a lot of times they're just filled with sex or the story, there's not really a story there. These are meant to feel like you got a complete story in a really short package.
Yeah.
So.
And you're really excited about it still. Like, we're on video now, so I can, like, see, like, how you light up. But writer's block is a real thing, and so is, like, a strategy of the process, right? So I wrote my book in a week. I did it fast, too. And I was so strict with my schedule. I was up at 5. I packed my bags. I went to the beach. I wrote that whole fucking thing watching surfers. And then I came home and then I developed the recipes.
That is not normal.
I know.
Your listeners need to know, like, writing a book in a week, like, that is not normal.
No, that's not normal at all. But what else, what about my life is? So just like, just another check, you know? But it just came, the reason why I did it so fast, like a little backstory, is because I was writing a book from 2016 and then I got sick for all these years. And I'm like, who the fuck wants to read this like negative story? The whole point of writing a book is to make me happy and to like make other people happy. And I'm like, what makes me happy? Yeah. Is being in the kitchen, creating all my recipes. And I used to cook on yachts and I cooked for years. That was my therapy during chemo. So I wrote a cookbook. But then when I was in the middle, it was the chemical-free cookbook.
I'm interrupting today's episode really quickly to remind you how much reviews mean to us podcasters. They honestly help us create more of the content that you love and bring on more of the guests that you want to hear from. So after listening today, head on over to Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and your favorite podcast app and leave a review for the brand new show, Kellyanne Cares. I would truly appreciate it. And if you want to continue the conversation, head on over to the brand new community on TikTok. You can find me at Kellyanne Gorman Official. Now let's get back into today's show.
Yeah. I started developing all the recipes literally in the middle of the pandemic. I had to go to all the stores with my mask on and like price because I wanted all the recipes under $20. So I was price checking and making sure all the recipes were legit vegan and doing all of that. Once I started creating the recipes, all these stories were like floating around in my head. It would bring me back to the day and what happened and what I came out of that day from the, why did I create these veggie burgers? I was pissed off because I couldn't find veggie burgers in the freezer aisle that had no vegetables. And then, so I, like, all of this stuff was, like, floating around in my head, so I started writing chapters. It just, like, came pouring out of me when I finally decided all I wanted was a fucking cookbook. And I'm like, now I'm writing a book? Like, what is this? So now I have two books. So I'm like, you know what? It's one-of-a-kind publication because nothing I do is normal. So I put them together because I was like, should I release the recipe? Should I release the book? And I'm like, it just makes sense. And if people know me and they'll get to know me, like from being online for so long, that's my normal. So now you just got a 2-in-1. But like, that was my strategy. Like every day I was so strict with like my schedule. So when you know that it's time to write, what are the some of the things that you do? Do you time block? Do you turn off your cell phone? Are you like, peace out, I'm going to like in the middle of the woods? Like, how do you set up your time?
I just write every morning. Mm-hmm. I write and I really do try and write like a chapter a day. Mm-hmm. That's what makes me feel like accomplished. Like, oh, okay, I wrote a chapter a day. If it's really, really flowing and I don't want to stop, I'll keep writing more, but I would say like a chapter a day is pretty accurate for me. Sometimes less because I'm struggling, or say like it's a sex scene. I really, really struggle writing sex scenes in my romance novels. So writing that scene will take me like a whole day. And not only will it take me a whole day, it will ruin my whole day. I don't enjoy them at all. And so I just think I'm so bad at it. So I just,
we're always our own worst critic though.
it's so frustrating, but I do try and write. I try and write 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, oh my God, I have to write for 8 hours a day. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. It's too long. Way too long.
Yeah. I don't do that anymore. I would say I write in the morning and I'm done by the early afternoon, unless I take a break and then I come back and write for, I guess like the best thing to say is I really do just, I try and write 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. And I take Sundays off or Saturday, just one of the days off, just to have a day off. But I will say that if I stop writing and take a break for a while, like, you know, over the holidays and stuff, it's very, very, very hard to get back into it.
Yeah, because you have to stay in your flow and your rhythm, right?
Yes, like you've just stopped your creativity. Like you've put like a hard pause on this creativity that was like so willing to come to you because you were creating a habit out of it. Mm-hmm. And then like you broke your habit. So I find that even though I'm very aware of that, I still take breaks and screw myself all up.
Yeah.
Like I still do it.
We're so similar.
I mean, it's just, and I don't beat myself up over it because there's so much more to life than just work. And that's what this is. Like, this is my job. And I don't want to feel miserable, unhappy, and stressed. Like, this, like, what I do is a joy, and I want to be joyful while I do it. I want to love what I do.
Yeah. And that's, I think, at the end of the day, like, the best thing that you could have possibly said, because so many people don't. And especially during the pandemic, people realized I was my busiest during the pandemic because I've already experienced losing everything I had and bringing it to the internet. And that is, I mean, you know, like you have a great following on TikTok and people, your book sales probably went through the roof, which I want to talk about your content with that in a minute. But during the pandemic, people were lost. And I'm like, now is the time to follow your dream. Now is the time to do the shit that you never had time for because you only live once. Yeah. Now is your opportunity. And a lot of people came to me for coaching, but also turn it into a podcast, like bring their business to the internet. And it was insane. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this is your ideal time.
That is exactly, that's so funny that you say that because I've never heard anybody else say that. And it's something that I thought right at the beginning when the pandemic started and businesses were closing down and making everybody work from home. I was like, this is what everyone acts like they always want.
Yeah.
When everyone's bitching and complaining at the office, like, oh, if I could only work from home. Oh, if I could only work from home, I'd be so happy. I'm like, you guys are literally getting what you're getting what you asked for and you're pissed about it.
Yeah.
So it was like, this is also a gift. Like you are getting this gift of, I mean, not to say it wasn't a stressful time. And I can't imagine everybody who was home with their kids and then having to homeschool.
A lot of wine.
I can't. I'm so grateful that my son is so old that like all that is done for me.
Yeah.
So, but I really thought the same thing. I was like, this is the ideal time where you can really take stock of, hey, am I happy? Do I like what I'm doing? And if I don't, what is it that I'm really passionate about? What is it that I want to do while I'm still working from home and getting a paycheck? Let me pursue this other stuff that maybe I love.
Yeah.
And I feel like, a lot of people, for me, nothing changed. I never leave the house anyway because I'm right from home. So everyone was like, how are you in the pandemic? I was like, I don't know. It's just literally just the same as normal. So
same here.
I do think that part of it really was a gift for people. So
yeah. And now they're making well over six figures, a lot of them, and have zero, like, they can write everything off. You know, they got everything they wanted. But yes, it's a struggle. But like, especially on TikTok and people documenting their journey, there's such an emotional connection that people get when they watch somebody doing. They're like, okay, now I can finally do it. Like, just get up and do it. Like, I write about this in my book all the time. Like, you just have to start. Like, enough to, like, videos. Like, you've seen all these people doing it. Now is your turn. Like, get off the internet and just fucking do it. And then they did, and now they're flourishing, and they're like, I never would have done that if it wasn't for the pandemic. So it sucks that it happened, and we're still kind of freaking in it, but it was a blessing for a lot of people because they were able to finally follow their dreams on something, maybe before they had kids, and almost all of my friends have children, and I heard all the stories, and I had to come in and swoop in and, like, help with some distance learning, and I'm like, what is this math? What is this math that you are learning?
Oh my gosh, I can't even talk about their math. Like,
I don't even know what it's called. I don't
understand how they math. None of it makes sense. I can't help you with this because I don't know what this means.
Yeah, it's like a foreign language for real.
Like, Aunt Jen is stupid. Thank you.
I was helping I was helping a kindergartner a couple weeks ago, and his mom, she's like, you just need to take this project over. And I was like, why? And I look at it, and I'm looking at her son. I'm like, okay, let's just figure this out. So I get to the second sentence, and I'm like, I ask his mom, I'm like, what does this mean? And she's like, this is why I asked you to do it with him, because I don't know what it's asking. And I'm like, color the star. How many claps? Like, it was just so insane. I'm like, oh my God.
My best friend is a math teacher down in San Diego. So when I would struggle with Blake's math, we would FaceTime her that she could teach Blake how to do it because I didn't understand it. She was like, oh my gosh, just call me. I'll show you. So multiple times.
Did I
FaceTime her so she could help Blake with, I mean, not during the pandemic, just in general, because I'm dumb.
Oh my God. Well, you're definitely not dumb, but speaking of content and being online with your TikTok, your TikTok is amazing because you're constantly promoting your books and your chapters and your storylines and people really connect, but you don't know that if you just come across one of your videos. So are you somebody that plans out your content or to like push each chapter or push each book? Oh my God, I can't talk. Each book? Or are you just like, let's talk about this today? Like, how do you do your content online? Because writing it online is totally different.
I definitely, on the TikTok, well, I don't always have makeup on. So if I don't have makeup on, that's when you'll, like, so I don't want to film things with my face. So I've realized, like, now whenever we go anywhere or take any trips, I'm constantly like, hey, let me get some footage. Like, I take videos.
I do too.
I'm gonna want to use this to promote a book that I know is coming.
Yeah.
Like, my girlfriend was just in New York. So I was like, you need to send me clips of Manhattan. Are you downtown? She's like, yes. I was like, you need to send me clips. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, go walk in the fucking street. Like, send me 10 second clips of things, because I have 4 books that are set in Manhattan that are going to be coming out. I need the footage. Like, I want to use that. So she did that for me, which was hugely helpful.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because
I like stuff to be realistic. So then I can use, like, that footage and do little things to promote the books. I usually am promoting, like, whatever's coming out now. Like, mm-hmm. Dump for Valentine's just came out. So a lot of my TikTok stuff has been trying to get people to go read that book.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest issue that I have is my most viral TikToks tend to go to men. And they go to men who don't read, and they think my videos are serious, and then they call me a bunch of names in the comments.
Oh my God.
They think, like, my promo stuff that I'm saying is real.
Yeah.
And they're so bitter. I was like, gosh, I didn't know there were so many bitter men online. And
yeah, but they don't even look at the rest of your content so that they can figure it out.
And I'm like, so that's why I go through all their comments, and I'm such a sarcastic asshole that I respond to all of them
with
super smart ass responses. And because I think it's funny. I'm not doing it to be mean. I just actually think it's funny. And then I'm like, if you guys would watch the whole thing or just read the pinned comment, it obviously says this is a book.
Yeah.
But so my content, if I have makeup on, I will be very spontaneous,
mm-hmm.
and like answer questions about self-publishing or talk about if I'm struggling with something, or talk about my books, but mostly I use it to promote my books because I am hoping that they will go viral and I will sell a million copies, like what has happened to my multiple friends of mine.
Yeah.
So that is always the hope when you're posting on TikTok that something will just take off and your book will take off.
Yeah. And I feel like for my profile, what took off on mine was my legal stories. And I'm like, fuck, I don't want to talk about that anymore. And it wasn't, I literally was standing right here in my studio and I was doing this series that I just like created in my head, like fun facts about my life, because they're crazy. Yeah. Like, I've worked on over 60 cruise ships and yachts. I've traveled the world, like done all these things.
Crazy story.
Yeah. So one of my videos, I literally was like, here's some more fun facts. And I'm like, I was misdiagnosed. I represented myself in 6 Med-Mal cases. That video went viral. And I was answering I had like a panic attack because I was like, now I have to help all these patients. Like, now I have PTSD again. Now I have to. And I'm like, I didn't mean for that to happen. Yeah. And so I'm like, fuck. So now I'm like pushing hard because I'm obsessed with productivity and organization, but my podcasting business and developing shows. And so I actually just split up because I love doing daily vlogs. So I'm going to keep that on my personal, but now I just opened Everything Is Messy. So I'm going to keep all my recipes only there because it's confusing people. Because if you don't know me, which most people don't know, and they come to a brand new page, they're like, what the hell? They don't look at the profile where it says like 4 things that I'm going to do. They're connecting to me like on the video, but then they're like, wait, what is all this other shit? And like, cooking is my therapy, so you need to see that. You know, you're going to see it. So I just opened another account earlier this week, which I have so many videos. See, this is one thing I need to outsource. Edit my videos. But I do voiceover, so it's like impossible, you know, but I capture, just like New York, I'm like, I capture all this content.
Wherever I'm going, I'm like, oh my God, like, we're driving through Vail. Can you stop? We got to get off the road because this book takes place in Vail and I need footage.
No one understands the behind the scenes, the hours. You need a video just to explain.
My boyfriend at this point is just like, he just shakes his head and is like, okay.
As you may or may not know, I am somebody that is obsessed with all things organization and productivity. And if it's going to save me time, money, and energy, I'm here for it. head on over to KellyanneGorman.com, click on the page Brand Deals. The link will be in the show notes, and check out all of my favorite brands. I'm talking coffee. I'm talking credit building. I'm talking saving money by scanning your receipts. All things podcasting, business, organization, delivery services, travel. I have a whole list for you. They're going to save you time, money, and energy. That is something I'm so passionate about. So I wanted to share that with you as well. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for my weekly newsletter on KellyanneGorman.com or over on my LinkedIn. Now let's get back into today's show.
Like, whatever. And then if he looks really hot, I was like, hi, just keep walking. I need to take footage of you so that I can exploit you for my TikToks. And he's like, oh my gosh, he loves it. He loves it.
Of course he does.
He loves it. But anytime I put him in a TikTok, like it goes crazy. So I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
I guess the internet likes you.
I need one of those.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But it's hard, like trying to think of stuff, and it's hard because the intent with posting every single TikTok is that little sliver of hope behind it that, oh, maybe this will be the one.
Yeah.
Like there's no rhyme or rhythm. There's no reason for what happens on TikTok. Like it just does whatever it's gonna do. And I think TikTok is so fun. At this point, it's the most social media platform that I think brings the most joy. Facebook is like a horrible, awful place.
Oh my God.
Facebook is just so negative. Everyone hates it. Nobody wants to be there because nobody's nice anymore. And Instagram, they've changed it so much.
I hate Instagram.
You can't even find anybody that you're friends with.
Yeah.
They don't show you anything. So Instagram has kind of changed. And TikTok is where the happiness is.
No, I agree 100%. That's where I spend all my time, which is how I found you. And Facebook, I do this thing called post and ghost. So I have friends that ask me, like, oh, did you see my... No, I don't see your shit. Like, you have my cell number. You can call me. You can FaceTime me. I'm not looking and scrolling all this, like, BS. It's so fake, people's lives. Instagram, I show up on stories, but I post reels, but I have zero engagement. TikTok, all of my guests this season are from TikTok because I'm inspired by... like you and everybody else coming on, you are real. You have a fucking story. I respect you as a business owner and an author, and you can't find that anywhere else. Like, I automate my social media everywhere because I don't want to be there. Just put it there. Just put it over there. Where I show up is TikTok because I connect with real people.
That's really interesting, like, that you say that too about TikTok, because I feel like it is more honest.
Yeah.
And the issue that I've always had is that I'm not a liar and I'm not a misleader.
Yeah.
So I don't mislead people. I don't try and portray something that isn't true on any of my social media platforms. That's just not me.
But that's Instagram.
I don't like that because I don't want that done to me. I don't want to be misled. I want the truth. So I'm a truth teller. But you're right. Like, I feel like with TikTok, people are more apt to be achingly honest.
Yeah.
And I love that about it.
I think because of all the voiceovers and the storytelling, you can hear in a voice, you connect with the human, and you're like, wow, she did that?
That's the only thing that I feel bad about, because a lot of times I'm promoting a book, so I feel like I'm lying.
Yeah.
That's the only time that I'm like, my boyfriend of 3 years broke up with me instead of proposing to me, so I booked a trip to Vail.
You're not.
Like,
you're telling your damn story.
I'm totally misleading these people. Like, that's the only thing I start to feel bad a little, but I'm like, yeah, but also I want this book to sell.
Yeah.
Like, I want people to want to read this book. I want all my books to sell. I know that there's so many readers out there that I have not reached.
Oh, yeah.
And I want them.
Okay, so in 2022, you're going on, I wouldn't say, is it not a books tour, but you're signing in multiple states.
Yeah, I'm going to be speaking.
Speaking
and signing in Charleston, and then I'll be speaking and signing at Book Bonanza in Texas, and then I will be signing in Philadelphia, and that's it. Those are the only things that I've agreed to, because of kind of like dipping our toes back in the water.
Yeah.
We haven't had signings for years. So I'm doing 3 signings, and that feels, it's so funny. I used to do so many, and 3 right now, like, feels like a lot. because the book signings are very disruptive.
Yeah.
Right? They're disruptive to your schedule. They're disruptive to your time. They're unbelievable and so exciting and so great when you're there. But as far as like keeping on a schedule, they are schedule disruptors. So yeah, three feels like a lot. But I'm very excited about them. I'm really excited about the one in Charleston to like speak and sign at. I'm so excited.
And go there.
Anywhere.
It's so beautiful what? There. It's so beautiful there.
Oh, I know Charleston is awesome. Ugh. But I'm so excited if I ever get to speak to anyone who wants to write, because I just feel like I have so much knowledge that I am so willing to share, that I like to be in a position to give that to people. I didn't have that. And I like to help people.
Yeah. Me too. Because I feel like so many people don't move forward with it because they're stuck and they don't have anyone.
They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't have help. And maybe they just have like a couple questions or maybe. And the one thing again that I am is very honest.
Yeah.
Like I do not appreciate like fellow authors giving advice, but not disclosing the whole story. Like you can't say, oh, this is what you have to do to be a bestseller, and then not tell people that you spend $500,000 in advertising.
Yeah.
Like you can't do that.
But that's also just obvious. So like, why are you even going to do that to yourself? Like it's not like a miracle that actually happens.
But people don't know.
Yeah.
Like other self-published authors don't know. They don't know that people are spending that kind of money. They don't know that people are, because if they're not doing it, or if they are doing it and just spending like $100 a month, maybe to them that's a lot, but it's like, hey, people are spending $100,000 a month, $500,000. And they'd be like, wait, what?
That's insane.
Like, that's, I mean, it's just be on. That's what I mean. Like be honest and be transparent.
Yeah. And that's what you are. And even on your website, you have like a little Q&A, like, do you want to learn how to self-publish? Yeah. Do it. Like that says a lot about your character and you as an author and a businesswoman, because like there's not many people. I try to do that on my TikTok. I'm constantly giving away like, this is how you podcast. Yeah. This is how you do this, because I feel like in my niche too, other than like writing, like my whole podcasting world, people think that you could just upload a show. I'm like, you have no idea what is involved. Let me show you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just the same thing with writing. With everyone, anyone's like, oh, well, anyone can write a book. I was like, cool, then do it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, anyone can write a book. Like, sure, you can.
But yeah.
What happens after you write
it? Will people read it is the fucking question.
Right.
Oh, my God. I had so much fun with you today. Where can everybody find you online? Because they need to follow you ASAP. And what else do you have coming up that you want to share? Or do we need to just come see you on TikTok?
I mean, definitely all my social media platforms are author J Sterling, and my website is www.j-sterling.com. But I am, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I answer every message. Anybody has questions, I'm totally willing to respond to anything. If for some reason you don't hear from me, I did not get your message. So I will tell you that. If you do not hear from me, I am not like snobbing you up. I just definitely did not get your email or did not get your message. I have Dump for Valentine's that just came out. And then I have another, My Week with the Prince comes out for St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh.
And then the next book will be in spring. So I just have all these really fun holiday books that are coming out, releasing literally throughout the whole rest of the year. So I am so excited about those stories. I love them so much.
Oh my God. And they seriously light you up, which means everybody else that grabs a copy will like be obsessed with them. And can I just say, like an Irish prince, like I can use one of those right now.
Right? Like I did all these little tropey romances and I'm so excited to write five more, but I'm also like hesitant because I've never written that many books in my life. And not many books in a year, even though they're short, like I had to come up with whole storylines for them.
Yeah. But when you're on a roll,
I'm not like a, just like a makeup story person.
Yeah.
I use a lot of reality in it. So that was tough.
I'm so excited to read them. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure. You guys check the show notes. All of Jen's links will be there. Have a wonderful day, you guys. Thanks, Jen.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
thanks so much for tuning in to Kellyanne Cares, a one-of-a-kind show created to motivate, stimulate, educate, and inspire you. And I hope that happened for you today. As I mentioned in the intro, I would love your feedback on today's episode. Head to Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast app to leave a review for the show. I would truly appreciate it. For more information on myself, the show, my book, and the programs, products, and services I've created, visit KellyanneGorman.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter, join the podcast community, and check out the brands I'm currently loving. Let's continue today's conversation. You can connect with me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Kellyanne Gorman Official. All my other social handles will be available for you in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you would like to share on the show, send me a message on KellyanneGorman.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. I wouldn't be here without you, and I'm so grateful I get to do what I love each and every day. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon.